Thought I'd check in here really quick. 3 episodes in 3 days. Way to go, us. Way to go, Butlertron. Yeah, high five. Yeah. We really had a fun game against Vegas. We were hoping for a fun game. We got a fun game, complete with kind of last-minute turns of fortune. You know, I feel like... that intro song, and it'll also be the outro, is called Glass Replicant by Hayase Yukako. A princess figures predominantly in the song. And to be honest, the Vegas Golden Knights felt a little like a princess to me tonight. You know, I felt like a little bit like there were a bunch of mattresses on top of a snow pea, and they were like, I felt like people were dangling their long, flowing, curly locks out of towers of imprisonment so that heroes might climb their hair and reach the pinnacle and rescue them. You know, I thought about, you know, women in medieval times betrothed to men they had never met for purposes that they had no participation in. Nevertheless, I don't really know what to say. It was a really great game. You know, Hyman, such an integral part of our team, out sick. So the team really stepped up. I love Janmark. I mean, you got to talk about Adam, Bert Ernie. Like, Adam Bert Ernie is like, he's looked really good. He looked really good tonight. Like, in the first fucking 2 minutes of the game, you were like, whoa, this guy is playing like a fucking man on fire. The shootout was like the most wonderful shootout, even. Like, it's kind of like the shootout is a joke and needs to be eliminated. But as far as shootouts go, that's like the most fun I've had in a shootout in a little while. You know, just wanted to also check in with the Handkerchief Dynasty Health Service announcement. So this is what the Secret Professor is doing right now. This is the Secret Professor's regime at the Secret University right now. So it's like the end of November, right? And I'm getting a little more active. I'm eating a little healthier, you know? I have that like sweet feeling that a slightly chubby person has when they can start to feel their body eating itself. You wouldn't think that would feel good, but like, it does kind of feel good because you're like, yes, yes. This is after and the only reason I'm doing it really is because I kind of like fell way off the wagon and just ate like tons of crap like for like 2 weeks, like about a month ago. And it reminded me of the tales of all of the great sports legends. You know, Wayne Gretzky, a lot of people say the reason why he had all those huge seasons was because, you know, in late November, early December, he started getting his New Year's workout regime going. He started a month early. Same with like all the greats. Jordan, you know, LeBron, like they all start a month early, and then they're a month ahead of everyone else in the league who, like, January 1 rolls around, and they're like, they look down at their huge bulbous gut, and they're like, Jesus Christ, I gotta join a gym. And then they like price compare for a while for like 3 weeks, and then they like sign up, and then they cancel, and then they sign up somewhere else, and you know, they go like once in the first for the first month, and then, you know, kind of quiet quit for like a couple of months there before just like the sheer guilt and frustration of having spent like $15,000 on the first 3 months of their gym membership. You know, they just finally go in. It's like March, and like the Vegas Golden Knights players are just then kind of getting into shape. So that's what I'm doing. I think that's what all Oilers fans should do, because it's a really good way also to manage the stress of the situation. Because the season officially could be really fun from here on out. But, you know, if they continue to win 6 out of 9 or better, it's going to be, you know, we're going to experience a lot of emotions. Sometimes when things go well, that stirs a lot of very intense emotions, you know? So why not be already on your New Year's weight reduction regime? December 1, folks. December 1. That's my advice to you. That's my humble request to all of you as my friends, compatriots, my loved ones, those contiguous to me in this great pageantry and tapestry of human history. We'll end with the same song, but just wanted to complete my 3-day streak. I actually get like 10 podcaster points for this 3-day streak. And then I'm probably not going to record again for like 8 years. So, yeah, feel free to check in anytime, and I'll do the same. Always nice talking to you. Quick addendum. Yeah, the name of that song was Glass Replicant by Hayase Yukako, but I just wanted to mention, for all of you out there with a glass replicant, why don't you take the time right around now to let them know how much you appreciate them, I mean, like, it can be tough being a glass replicant, They didn't choose to be a replicant of you made out of glass, but here we are. And they do a lot for us, I mean, they're very brittle. But in spite of that, they still do a lot for us all, I think. Also, one more song. Let's do one more song. We're gonna do a song by the same artist. The name of the song is "Talking About Tomorrow Moon." I wanted to play it because I think, as much as we may all aspire towards, the things and the joys and the pleasures and the accomplishments that tomorrow's moon might bring, we should never forget that. Tonight's moon is the one that's there in the moment. So, you can be talking about tomorrow moon all you want, but don't forget the moon in the sky this very evening.
ショー眠そうな 浮いたの顔を見てたら銀色自分の上に一粒涙こぼれた年も通ったし なんだか最近少し変みたい 焦げ茶の奥わけだって元気を出してて言ってる There are many problems around the world I'm talking about tomorrow moon ガラスに滲んだライトもそろそろ消える頃I'm talking about tomorrow moon 悲しいことがあっても夜明けはやってくる
Hello, High Priest of Euler's Magic. To continue, please press 1. To speak with the glass replicant in sworn servitude to the secret professor, press 1. To speak with the glass replicant in sworn servitude to the High Priest of Euler's Magic, press 2.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Thank you. Yeah.